fasten your championship belts, because this podcast is unprofessional. Welcome to your weekly home for wrestling reviews, discussion, predictions, and more. This is Unprofessional Wrestling. Here are your hosts, Schwartz, George, and Travis.
Oh, it is WrestleMania week, officially. We are officially here. Boy, a lot has happened these last few weeks to get us to this point. A lot of it very unpredictable. And who would have imagined a lot of the things that we've seen happen actually happen? A lot of surprises along the way. Unfortunately, George couldn't be here tonight, but he'll be here Saturday and Sunday. Along with me here, we got Schwartz. Schwartz, how are you doing?
I'm so excited. So excited for the weekend.
How can you not be, right?
Yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is, I know I've said it multiple times, this is the most excited I've been for WrestleMania in I don't know how long. It's been a while. Even without CM Punk, I'm still excited about it.
Hey, he's still going to be around. We just don't know yet. We don't know what he's going to be doing.
What do you mean?
He's still going to be there. We just don't know what he's doing yet.
He's doing commentary. What are you talking about?
He is going to do commentary, but he's probably going to do be like, he might even be the whole reason Seth Rollins might lose.
Seth is going to lose. I might change my mind. I don't know. We'll see how SmackDown goes. There wasn't much going on with Drew last night either, besides Seth just running to him real quick backstage. So we've got several people here watching. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Really appreciate it. This is the last regular weekly show before WrestleMania, and I believe we're going to have one, maybe two shows during WrestleMania weekend, one Saturday, one Sunday, perhaps. So we're going to make sure that we preview each show for you, go over our predictions, go over the Saturday results on Sunday, go over the Friday results on Saturday, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Got a couple commenters here. We got Jesse. Hello, Jesse. We got Joe. We got Phil. First things first, Joe in the comments here says he's got two takes from last night. One, record number of title changes. Many champs stood tall in their feuds. Okay. I see a lot of titles actually changing hands this year, personally. I don't think that's happened in a little while.
Yeah, same.
Sets of titles are retrieved. Nope, sorry, I skipped a part. His second take, tag titles are getting split. Cole mentioned that, during this match, teams will compete until both sets of titles are retrieved. I did see that as well. That piques my interest. I think at this point, you should just make them one thing with one set of belts. But they've really been holding off on doing that, it seems.
If that's the case, I don't know if they're gonna unify them.
If they split them up, obviously they're not, but we'll see what happens. That should be an exciting match.
I'm very curious on how they hold it up there.
Yeah, I'm with you. Phil says, what is up, Denny's? Sir, this is the Krusty Krab. This is a Wendy's?
So, we only eat Perkins around here.
So let's start off with this WrestleMania card, because Triple H, I believe it was yesterday, tweeted out what the WrestleMania card is going to be in terms of which night each match is happening. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the order of matches was revealed with this as well. Did you see this?
I saw it, but I didn't know if that was the correct order.
In that case,
I believe you.
It, to be determined. So this is from Bleacher Report, but it's been reported by everybody else. And like I said, this came from Triple H himself. So night one, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos and Dominic Mysterio. B Bianca, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control. And then the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, DIY, New Day, New Catch Republic, A-Town Down Under. Then Jey Uso versus Jimmy. Gunther and Sammy for the Intercontinental title. Women's World Championship, Rhea versus Becky. And then The Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth. Night two, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament. That one kind of came out of nowhere. I believe that was announced as a street fight, Philadelphia street fight, something of that nature.
No, you're right.
Then LA Knight and AJ Styles, the United States Triple Threat, Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens. The Women's World Championship, or the WWE Women's Championship, two different things. Io Sky versus Bayley, the World Heavyweight Championship with Seth and Drew. And then, of course, what we're all looking forward to and seeing Cody finish his story, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Universal Championship. How do you think they...
I'm curious if Seth is going to open night two with Drew. Because it just kind of... It kind of puts Drew and Seth in a little bit of a weird position if they're going right before Roman and Cody. I don't know. But I don't know. I think they could really go either way with any of them.
I did think that perhaps they would start night one with the tag match. Maybe that's silly. I don't think there's an issue with Cody and Roman being like the last match both nights, but I thought maybe they would do that to change it up, I guess.
I thought that too. I thought a little bit of it too as they open that one or open night one with it. But I think there's so much that's going to go into that match that I think it's going to close it.
Yeah, and if it's got a really hot ending, then I mean, sure, of course, it makes sense.
It's gonna ruin the show. It's gonna move the show in a weird position. I think if they start it, and they get all of the Solo and Jimmy and Jay, because that might be a night two. I guess who knows.
Yeah. Either way, not everybody's going to be happy with the way it's split up, but it doesn't really matter if you're watching both nights anyway. So whatever, right? It's great. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, let's get into the news a little bit, huh? This was already taped. So this comes out tomorrow. We talked about this. I believe it's matches with 3-minute time limits. It's going to have its own championship. Does that all sound accurate? I think you know more about this than I do.
Yeah. It's 3-minute matches, and they're just trying to, I think it's before, Monday nights or Friday nights, and they just get a bunch of matches in before. So
sure.
And I would imagine that I don't know if they're live. I don't think they would do live.
So OCD champion.
I'm excited to see what that belt looks like though.
Yeah. Agreed. OCD champions in the comments. He says the cat mask is creepy. That's because it is. I originally bought it just for the sole purpose of trying to scare the shit out of my cats, and it worked mostly. They figured out real quick that it was just a sham, so now it doesn't work on them anymore. They're smarter than I thought. The Rock yesterday posted on X. And this is something that I think we talked about before that was kind of rumored. Obviously, The Rock has got a lot of stroke with the company now. And I even if he used his power, whatever, to make this happen, I'm not opposed to it. I think it's awesome. I think it's great and well-deserved. So he posted on X, he's going to be inducting his grandmother, Leah Maivia, into the WWE Hall of Fame this coming Friday following SmackDown. So, of course... joining Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, among others. And I think that's great. And I honestly would have never known anything about his grandmother had I not watched Young Rock. And it's clear that she was a pioneer in the business as a promoter. So that's neat. So,
yeah, she had to. She had to.
So
it was forced on her.
Yeah. So I think that's great. Good for her. I read over the weekend that CM Punk was going to be on MMA Hour, the Ariel Helwani hosted show that I've never watched before. I know this guy has done interviews with several wrestlers in the past, but I made sure that I watched that show yesterday. It started at 11 or 12 or something like that. He had Rhea Ripley on, and shortly before that, he had CM Punk on. It was CM Punk's first extended interview since returning to WWE, and holy shit, did he say a lot of things that got a lot of people worked up. He talked about AEW. He talked about certain things that happened that we thought he couldn't talk about, like what happened with Jack Perry, for example. He talked about things that happened with Adam Page. He talked about how he didn't think AEW was a real business because he didn't think they were about drawing money and selling tickets, et cetera, et cetera. He said the only reason, basically, more or less, that the company exists is just because of the money that's poured into it. He doesn't think a lot of the things they do make them a sustainable wrestling business. And I thought this was, I thought it was really interesting, and the amount of surprised me as well. The only thing he said he could not talk about was Brawl Out, what happened after that media scrum that got him in trouble. He alluded to the fact that that's where he tore his left tricep rather than in the match he was in earlier that night. Now, he didn't say it, but he said he didn't tear it in the match, but he didn't say it was during Brawl Out because of the NDA that he had to sign that he said Tony wanted him to sign. Still a lot of shit. And Shorts, I've known you, I know you've seen clips and everything. I would highly recommend watching the entire thing, listening to it on your drive to work, whatever.
That's probably what I'm going to do it. I've been meaning to get to it. All I saw was highlights, and even the highlights, it kind of made me want to jump in and listen. So it's, so far, I don't think anybody's regretted listening to it.
Levi agrees that that interview was great. Man, I just, so fascinating. And like Punk or not, you can't say that the dude isn't a polarizing figure. He definitely is. Well, with that being said, we're going to kind of do this the way that we did it last week. We're really just going to hit kind of the main points of the show, leave everything laid back and kind of open-ended, and then that allows more discussion with you guys that are watching, which, again, we really appreciate, of course, as we try to put on a better show and grow an audience. So SmackDown happened. SmackDown the last 2-3 weeks, to me, has been pretty flat. It hasn't been nearly as exciting as Raw. It hasn't had a ton of star power. It's just not been, basically, with WWE, a lot of times the shows are pretty evenly balanced, or one show was way better than the other, and I feel like that's kind of been the case the last couple of weeks. But with that, we saw a segment with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus Pretty Deadly. Basically, Logan Paul sticks his nose into the match, and Kevin and Randy chase him out, and he gets in a car and drives off. Nothing crazy there. I'm curious to see how they build more momentum for this match on SmackDown tomorrow night. tomorrow night. Boy, we're used to doing the show on Thursday. Today's Tuesday. The show is not tomorrow night.
Yeah. It was a little refreshing to see in that how Randy didn't play completely stupid, and he looked up at the big screen and saw the replay, and then kind of like looked at the fans, and the fans were pointing down at Logan where he was at. They would do is just like be stupid or pretend to be dumb and then just not.
Yeah, or pretend that the screen doesn't exist. It was whatever. Yeah, 100%. I'm with you 100%. I love that. And it wasn't the only time it happened last night either, or on SmackDown. So that was cool.
That's true.
Io Sky gets attacked by Bayley during a backstage interview, and one of the highlights of SmackDown, Nick Aldis is in the ring with a contract. He said he had one goal, and that was to make SmackDown the number one show. And the newest acquisition was there to help that happen. He introduces Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill signs a contract, cuts a promo. She is finally here, finally signed with a brand. And finally, we can expect to see her very soon. I think it's been a little bit drug out, but all in all, I'm glad that they took their time bringing her in.
Which I've been seeing on Twitter is that people are getting mad about it, which it's like, I don't know. I saw people say like they were bringing Jade in too quick from AEW. Like she didn't even go through the developmental system at all, or indies, nothing. And they think that they brought her in too quick. But then, you know, WWE brings in, they say do it the right way, and they're doing it the right way. And people are like, kind of like you a little bit. I'm kind of throwing you to the bus. Where it's like, where the hell is she? You know? But it's like, I think they did it the right way, where they took their time. She probably learned a lot in how to work a WWE show. So I'm very curious and excited to see how she can actually work in a WWE ring.
No, absolutely. I like how they did it. I think it makes sense once it's signed. I mean, it's going to leak probably at some point anyway. People are going to see her walk in the performance center. They're going to see her at a show, whatever. Nip it in the bud, just announce that she's here, and then take all the steps to get her up to speed after, and then whenever she's ready, get her out. I think I like the way they've done it, personally. So, Austin Theory and the Street Profits, same, with the winners going to WrestleMania 40. Theory and Waller win, defeating the Street Profits. Not overly surprised. I don't think Theory and Waller are going to get like a major push or anything like that, but I think they've got enough heat behind them and people hate their guts enough that they want to see him get put through a ladder or some shit. I don't know.
It was said that Theory one team that could possibly be taken out if needed.
Yeah,
I think it was.
I saw that as well. It was
one of the writers.
We'll see if there's any truth to it. We'll see what happens.
Oh, TikTok guy. And the dude was just roasting those two because they were yelling at, or they're being basically like gym hecklers, and they're like yelling at people.
Hmm.
And he just put people on blast for doing that.
Fascinating. Yeah, that's news to me.
We'll see if it's real.
Well, with that, after the match is over, Street Profits get beat down by AOP, Karrion Kross. Bobby Lash came out and tried to fight them but failed. Final Testament stands over Bobby to close that segment. Then we got Legado del Fantasma. Santos says that Rey isn't the best luchador in the world because he beat him with the help of Dominic. Dominic walks out to the ring, and Santos apologizes to him and says Dom is right. Dom tries to speak to the crowd. Of course, the boos are so loud, he can barely get it out. Santos starts screaming at Rey. Rey's music hits, and the LWO walks out. Rey issues a challenge to Santos and Dom against him and Dragon Lee. So, as we mentioned, going over the WrestleMania cards, we're expecting to see that match, night one, that tag match. Of Rey and Dragon Lee, of course, versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. We had another tag team match to figure out who was going to go to WrestleMania 40. New Catch Republic win. They are a part of that match. And the barricade is LA Knight. Check both those people. That wasn't LA Knight at all. The camera pans to a person next to the announcer's table where AJ is. AJ looks towards the entrance, looks at the screen. So here it is again where something's given away by the Titantron. LA Knight starts taking off the hat, the wig, whatever he was wearing. AJ Styles sees this and turns around. At this point, he knows that's LA Knight. So LA Knight attacks AJ. AJ runs in the crowd. Knight stands on the announce table. Cuts the promo with everybody saying it. LA Knight. Yeah. We had a Tiffany Stratton vignette. I'm surprised that we haven't gotten more Tiffany Stratton things.
Like matches or
no? She's not doing anything at WrestleMania.
Yeah, which I don't like. I think they could probably feature her somehow, in some way. Like, you know, whether she does her let her get some more heat from a WrestleMania, you know, crowd. Just let her walk out there and just talk some mad shit and just have someone, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, make her a part of some kind of match. I don't know. Maybe she'll be involved somehow, but I understand why she's not either.
Too new.
Yeah. So the main event of the night was Bianca versus Dakota Kai. Bianca hits Dakota with the KOD for the win, but as soon as the count is over, the Kabuki Warriors attack Bianca. Naomi rushes in to help attack the Kabuki Warriors. Dakota takes out Bianca and Naomi in the middle of the ring, and then who else but Jade's music hits, and she walks out. She gets in the ring, scissor kicks Asuka, and does a pop-up powerbomb to Dakota.
Which was sick.
Damage control basically starts to retreat, and then the show closes with Jade, Bianca, and Naomi standing in the ring. Now, after SmackDown went off the air, however, Jade, Bianca, and Naomi pointed to the WrestleMania sign. What did I say last week? Tell the people what I said last week.
That you knew Jade was going to be a part of WrestleMania?
I said that it's going to be Jade and Bianca and Naomi versus Dakota, Asuka, and Kairi. I said that last week. Go back and look at it.
No,
fuck anybody that thought I wasn't correct. That's what I said.
The live stream went out, so I don't know.
There's pictures of it, man. WWE posted. Fuck you. I don't want to hear that. WWE posted pictures of it. I know I'm right. I don't want to hear it. So, all right, that was SmackDown. Nothing too crazy. There wasn't much that happened with the title matches or anything like that in terms of you know, the men's matches. However, one thing that they did note, and we've talked a little bit how we think Rock might be overshadowing Roman a little bit in all this.
Yeah.
One thing is the Bloodline did say that the hit on Cody was ordered by Roman. He told Rock to go take Cody out and make him bleed.
Which, okay, what's higher, a final boss or a tribal chief? I really don't know.
That question's got to be answered later when they eventually feud.
Feud? Just like, so Rock, you know, he's, you know, a partner, he's up at the top, but he still listens to Roman? That just seems weird.
I mean, Rock acknowledged his tribal chief, more or less saying Roman's in charge. Roman's the head of the table.
Yeah.
So, for now, he thinks that at least. Later, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's weird.
We'll see. We will see. We go over to Raw. Raw's in Brooklyn, super hot crowd. This was the highest gate for Monday Night Raw in history. Now think about that. That's wild. That's above all the anniversary shows. Tell Chrissy I said hi.
Says hi.
Hell yeah.
She already knew.
Tell her to say it back.
She just walked away. But that is crazy, though. Like, if you think of, what was it, Raw 25 or in like, Raw 1000?
Yeah, I mean, and that was without the smaller stage. I was expecting they were going to do something similar to what they did the week before in Chicago with the smaller stage so they could fit more people in there, and that's not what happened. So that was kind of cool.
They did some crazy camera work too going up. I don't know if you noticed that where they were going up an escalator and then going up to the Barclay Center.
Yeah, yep. They did a very similar thing on SmackDown. They walked through a bunch of the arena.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. I dig it. All the new camera shots that they're trying.
Yeah.
For anybody watching on YouTube Live here, we appreciate it. Please feel free to comment and say hello if you haven't. If you have any questions that you want us to answer about what we think is going to be happening or just anything wrestling, shoot them out. We'll answer them. We appreciate you, as always. Also, at the beginning of the Raw, they state Cody is not cleared to compete because of the beating he received the week previous from The Rock. And the show starts with The Rock coming out. He's wearing his cow vest. It looks like the same exact vest that he wore in the Attitude Era.
It is. I think it's the exact same one. Like, mm-hmm. Same spots, same cow fur, everything.
I'm for it. So Rock recaps what he did last week to Cody. Then he shows the reactions of a couple little girls crying when they watched him beat Cody.
Menacing right there.
It was heartbreaking. He even said it. He says it broke his heart to see that. And then he tells the parents to put their kids in front of the TV, says Uncle Rock did what he had to do. And then, of course, there's Rocky Chance, there's Cody Chance. He says ratings have skyrocketed because of him. And then he announces the largest gate in Raw history. He says he didn't come alone, though, and the rest of Bloodline come out. Roman says it's always about family above all, and he wants to acknowledge his family. No yeet. Of course, answering the yeet chance. He thanks Rock because it'll be the easiest Mania of his life. Says Cody isn't fit for the position of champion. And then they're interrupted by Seth's music. And then a la The Shield, Seth comes out and he's standing in the lower bowl of the crowd in the aisle. But he says, you know, I'm not dumb enough, obviously, to come down there with all of you there. But he says he wants to fight tonight. He challenges The Rock to a match. Crowd goes fucking nuts. Of course, why wouldn't they? I thought maybe for a hot second, maybe he would accept. But of course, why do that before Mania? You know, how terrible would it be if Rock got injured?
That would be, honestly, though, they could have done a bait and switch real bad, which it would have worked out for him. They would have got probably higher viewership.
He would have got more heat, which I think is what The Rock needs.
Yeah, all they had to do was say, Rock says, yep, I accept.
Right.
And then he walks out, you know, and all of a sudden he goes, you know what? At the very last minute, he just goes, solo, here you go.
Yep, he starts to make his entrance for the main event, and then he's like, oh, just kidding. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
It's solo, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. They missed on a huge heat, like nuclear heat right there.
I agree. Seth says he doesn't think Rock has the balls to accept a match, but he tells the Bloodline it's up to them who he's going to face tonight and what the stipulation is. Rock says Seth won't fight Roman or him. And then Solo steps up and he accepts the match. And then Rock says it's a Bloodline rules match. Finally, we're getting more boos for The Rock. Of course, in a town like Brooklyn, a lot of times they're more apt to cheer the good guys, boo the bad guys. One of my biggest complaints with The Rock through this is he keeps doing a lot of like little things that keep getting him cheers. Finally, things like that. His concert was a big thing. That shouldn't have happened, in my opinion. But then like Rock announcing, hey, crowd, you are the biggest gate in Raw history. Like, No,
that's a babyface move right there.
Why? Yeah, they should have. If they wanted somebody to do that on the microphone, why didn't they have Seth do it? Like, why is? Of course, Rock's gonna get cheers for that.
Yeah, he could have dropped. Seth could have dropped. Been like, well, you know, being in this crowd, it seems like it's the biggest crowd, you know, ever, kind of thing, and something like that.
Yeah. So, oh well, what are you gonna do?
I think they're missing a little bit.
Yeah, the other thing to note here, too, is this was Seth made this challenge. This was his first match, at least on TV, since he came back from his knee injury.
What was that, been a little over a month? Maybe two?
Oh, longer than that, probably. Because he injured it in that title match with Jinder.
Elimination Chamber? Or is that
before then. However long ago it was that he was in that match with Jinder on Raw for the title. That's when he got hurt.
It's been a while then, yeah.
Exactly. So I think he's done house shows, but it was his first TV match anyway. So after this, they show a clip from MMA Hour, which is the same exact show that Punk was interviewed on. They also had Rhea. And during the interview, Becky kept calling the host. He wouldn't answer. Eventually, he's like, hey, Rhea, Becky keeps calling me. Like, do you mind if I answer it? So he answers. Becky's on FaceTime. She said, hey, I'm outside. Like, let me in, basically. And then they're like, okay. And they let her in, and she comes up, and she confronts Rhea, shoves her, whatever. The staff there shoot Becky out, and then Rhea leaves, too, because she's pissed about whatever. And then Becky's being interviewed backstage. She said that she's going to go out there and finish what she started. New Day versus DIY, or New Day and DIY versus the four male members of Judgment Day. This is just a hype match for the ladder match. Gargano did a suicide dive to Dom to the outside, and Johnny looked like he went head first in the announce table. But it was said that he was okay. But that one looked scary.
Yeah, it did.
Judgment Day won the match,
which is a fairly quicker match, right? I guess I don't know. Like, I guess I don't remember if it was or not. I just remember, like, wow, that was a little bit quicker than I thought it was going to be.
Maybe the first segment went long, like anything with The Rock has been, which is fine too. But yeah, this match didn't mean anything anyway, so whatever. Then we got Bloodline backstage. Roman and Rock are there. Roman says he's going to leave for the night so he can go write the speech. Are you there, Trav?
We're good.
My internet went out, apparently. The last couple weeks have just really been bending me over, man. I don't know what else I can say.
Hey, it's not my fault, so I'm good. I'm fine with it.
All right, well, now I'm trying to see if the same stream is still working or not.
It still works. It's all good. We got a lot of people watching.
Oh my god. Okay. Sorry, everybody.
So what? It froze at Roman leaving to go write his script.
Yeah. So Roman said, he asked The Rock, "Are you good with me leaving? I need to go write my speech," which implied something. And then Heyman looks at the camera and he announces that Roman is inducting him into the Hall of Fame on Saturday, which that was a surprise to me. I didn't expect
It was subtle. Like, it wasn't, you know, it was just kind of like that's happening.
Yeah, I like the way they did that. It hadn't been announced. I like that it was done within the storyline, rather than its own separate announcement and yada, yada, yada. Personally, I liked it.
Do you think Roman was the right person?
I think the right person is whoever Heyman wanted. I thought...
Obviously, you can't do Brock.
I thought it would be somebody else. I thought it would be somebody that has followed, like, Heyman or been there, like, through, like, each part of Heyman's career. WCW, yeah. ECW, WWE, there's only like two or three people that fit that. Stone Cold, Tommy Dreamer.
That was my guess, who was going to be Tommy Dreamer.
Taker was another possibility. Taker wasn't an ECW, but he was there with Paul in the early years in WCW and in WWE as well. So,
or like Rhino or something like that. Wasn't he with Rhino for a bit?
No, I think that was more of an ECW thing into WWE, but here we are. You said I'm froze. Am I still frozen?
No, that was when you were froze.
Oh, stupid watch. So
you're just a little bit late.
Yeah. So anyways, Michael Cole announces it's the 13th straight TV sellout, which is cool. Then the next segment that we got, some a little different than from what we've seen before, but I think it was done really well. You had Sami Zayn and Chad Gable at the PC, and they're watching tapes of Gunther, and this is something I kind of predicted a week or two ago, that I thought maybe Gable was going to take a coaching role with Sami after the interactions that they've had. So they're watching tapes of Gunther. Gable's pushing them in workouts. They're practicing in the ring. At one point, Sami finishes an exercise. Gable gets behind him and starts to choke him out just to test how ready he is. And then Sami gets upset because he ends up tapping out. So Sammy's all mad. Gable tells Sami he's trying to pull the hunger out of him. Gable asks Sami why he's holding back the hunger. Sami says he's afraid of failure and disappointing his family again. Gable says they need to bring the hunger out. And then they redo all the things that they just did again, and Sammy's victorious in all of his exercises, and he's excited again. I was a fan of this. What did you think of this shorts?
Well, I mean, it was well done. I still don't think Sammy's the right person.
If you had to choose one person that's on the roster right now to be the person, who would it be?
I have two people in mind, but the one person is Chad Gable.
Who's the other?
Ricochet.
Why?
Ricochet, okay. Gunther is done with the mid-card. He needs to be shot up, so regardless of who he is fighting, he's going to lose. Ricochet is on a hot streak right now.
True.
And then Chad Gable has a massive, like, mountain-sized chip on his shoulder. So either one works. And plus, like, Ricochet has a story about, you know, Gunther, when he won the title, he won it off Ricochet. So if Ricochet were to win it back, a little bit of story right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you already know the Chad Gable story, so that works perfectly fine right there.
Yeah, I think Chad would be the person if I had to choose one, and it wasn't Sammy. I still think it should have been Chad instead of Sammy. Unless they're saving it for a time when he's going to win. Maybe they're not ready to pull the title off Gunther yet, and they don't want Chad to take another, like, third or fourth loss to Gunther in a row.
Yeah, but... So, yeah, I guess what could happen would be Gunther wins. Oh, I can't. Gunther wins, and then they save Chad Gable until SummerSlam.
It's going to be interesting to see where they go with it, but it's going to be a really good match at Mania in any case, and I think Sammy's going to come out looking really good on the other side of it. So, speaking of Sammy, we did get Sammy versus Bronson Reed. Again, this is set up as a rematch from the week previous when Bronson beat Sammy. Sammy has the advantage in the match. Gunther comes out on the stage dragging a lifeless Chad Gable behind him. And then Gunther walks to the back. Sammy runs up to the stage to check on Gable. And while he's doing that, Gunther runs back out to attack Sammy. And he beats the piss out of him.
You missed Kitty.
We got a kitty on the screen. I saw the kitty. Hello, kitty.
Yeah, she wanted to jump out there.
Then we get Jey Uso backstage. He sees Lil Wayne, who says he's bringing his new single to WrestleMania. I could give a fuck less. It's not 2010.
That's true. I don't know, but Jey Uso is just the guy that gets every single rapper or celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only person.
Yep. Ivy Nile, Maxine Dupri versus Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. Candice tries some low-handed BS again, and then Indy takes exception to this, and they start arguing, which allows Maxine Dupri to get the roll-up win on Indy.
Johnson.
Seth backstage is getting ready for his match. Jake comes up and tells Seth that he has his back. The Drew McIntyre vignette was interesting. He's in a church. He's looking down at an open casket, and he gives a eulogy at the podium for Punk's Mania match and Seth's title run. What did you think of this one?
It was a little eerie, but I think it worked. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I am a fan. We got Mark in the comments here. He says, do you think this WrestleMania will mark the triumphant return of Doink the Clown? Let me throw this one back at you, Mark. If you were to bring back a Doink the Clown, how would you do it? I am curious to see
the original.
Well, the original's dead, but if you were to bring the character back.
Yeah.
If you were to bring the character back, I fantasy book that for me. I want to know what that looks like and how you would do it. And I am curious to see if that can make sense. All right.
What if you have someone that's not really that great of a wrestler, but you have like Hornswoggle come back and he's like mini Doink and he runs the show?
I said something that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Oh, I hate it.
He just comes in like he debuts, kind of like a normal, you know, 90s wrestler, but he has like mini Doink. He runs the show. I don't know. Have you seen Hornswoggle on the indies right now? He's hot.
He's doing a show by you soon.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I'd have to look it up again.
We'll look.
Mark says he'd bring Doink back number 30 in the Rumble.
But not at WrestleMania.
Give me the gobbledygooker over Doink, I think.
No, you bring them both, and then you have them wrestle.
Oh, God. Okay, anyway. Ricochet versus Ivar. Ricochet catches Ivar in the corner while Ivar's trying to do a crossbody. Ricochet does the follow-away slam and follows with a 630 to win the match. This was a great match. Ricochet came out of it looking like $1 million fucking. And like you said, he's on a hot streak right now, it seems like, right?
Absolutely.
When was the last time we saw the 630 pulled out on TV? Because it's been a while.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I did just see, I don't know, side note, I saw it on freaking AEW. I was just scrolling through the channels. And I saw it on there, and they hit the 630 with nobody there. That is a paralyzing fucking move.
Right, if you mess it up, absolutely. I mean, even if a person is there and you mess it up.
Yeah, but that match, though, with Ricochet and Ivar had no business being that good.
100%. 100%.
No business.
Yeah, and one thing I missed with SmackDown, too, is I believe on SmackDown they announced the Andre the Giant Giant Memorial Battle Royal happening on Friday, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Why, in your opinion, why do you think they're not putting it on the 2-hour kickoff show? 2 hours and they can't even do that.
I mean, I know it had been on the kickoff show before, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I don't know.
It has been in the past, but I think the last 2 years, I think I'm right, but last 2 years they've been putting it on SmackDown. I think there was a reason for that.
That's a good question. I can't come up with anything on that. Sorry.
Same.
I got absolutely nothing. You got Judgment Day, and earlier. Dominic brought in Legado because obviously Dominic is working with Santos now to take on Rey. Dominic brought Legado into the clubhouse, yada, yada. Anyways, all in all, Priest is upset Ricochet hasn't been handled yet. He's sick of Ricochet winning and whatnot. JD says he'll handle Ricochet in the Battle Royal on SmackDown. Dom says if JD cannot handle Ricochet, then he knows someone for the job. And then Andrade comes in. Dom tells Andrade if he handles Ricochet, then he'll be a member of Judgment Day. And then Rhea leaves to go to the ring. Becky comes out to the ring. She calls Rhea out. Adam Pearce comes out and says this isn't happening tonight and brings out security. He said after what happened earlier, he can't jeopardize their match and asks Becky to leave. Rhea comes out to the stage. Pearce also tells Rhea to stand down until Mania. Rhea gets past Adam Pearce, fights through security standing between the stage and the ring, and she gets into the ring. And she starts punching Becky. Becky starts punching her. They're going at it. They get split up. Becky fights away to take... She takes out Rhea and security from the top rope onto the floor. There's a commercial, and then after the commercial, they are shown backstage still fighting. Dom's there to help break Rhea up from the fight. So we're getting a little bit of heat. We're getting a little bit more excitement for this match. This is one of the ones I'm definitely more excited for.
As... anything been, I wouldn't say leaked, but said about Rhea's hand?
I still haven't seen anything. I know we talked last week about how we noticed that she had a cast on her wrist or a brace or something, but nothing has been said of it that I have
seen. I don't know if anybody leaked anything in like a live event or something, a live show.
Yeah, nothing, nothing that I've seen.
Anything happened?
It's a good question. We got Damage Control versus... Really?
What?
I hate you. That's a good one. You almost got me. You got Damage Control versus Shayna, Zoe Stark, and Tegan Nox. Damage Control wins this. You got Seth being interviewed before the match. He says he always has a plan B. And then you got your main event here. You got Seth Rollins versus Solo Sikoa in a Bloodline rules match. Solo puts Seth through a table with Samoan drop off the second turnbuckle. Later on, Seth powerbombs Solo through the table. And then Jimmy comes out to attack Seth. Jay comes out to go after Jimmy. They fight into Gorilla. Then we see Jay get thrown back out onto the stage out of nowhere.
Like a bitch.
Yeah, and right behind him walks out The Rock. Rock walks down and confronts Seth. And then Cody's music plays. Cody runs down and attacks Rock. Seth and Cody are double teaming him. This is the first like in-ring physicality we've seen from The Rock. He took a bump or two for the first time in 8 years that we've seen on TV. So things are getting warmed up here. Seth and Cody are double teaming. Cody's about to hit a rock bottom on Rock through the announce table, but then Roman comes out and attacks. Now, remember earlier, Roman said he was going to leave to go work on the Hall of Fame speech. Clearly, that was not the case, and they're not as dumb as people think they are. Rock and Roman get the advantage. Roman Superman punches Seth and spears Cody. Rock takes off an American Nightmare weight belt and starts whipping Seth and Cody with it. Hands the belt to Roman, who does the same. They continue to go back and forth, whipping Cody and Seth. And then to close the show, Rock is holding up his American Nightmare weight belt that they just used to whip Seth and Cody. Roman holds up the Universal title, and that is the close of the go-home Monday Night Raw for WrestleMania.
Both times, because they were in the beginning, right? They started, or they came out, yeah. Both times, Rock never threw the one up. The first time, he didn't even put his arm up. And then the second time, he just held up the American Nightmare.
Well, so did Roman, though.
Yeah, but that's... If he doesn't hold the belt up, he holds the one up.
He still held a belt up. I don't know.
But the first time, I don't know if you go back to the beginning of Rock, he doesn't even put his arm up.
I'm not going to read too much into that one. Not yet. I don't know.
It's
the other one's 100% where he stuck his thumb out. 100%. I think there is something to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can there not be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with that said, I mean, obviously, we got SmackDown on Friday, which is the last show before Mania. You got the KO show with Randy on as a guest. Zelina versus Electra Lopez. New Catch Republic versus Theory and Waller. Jey Uso versus Solo Sikoa. And then, of course, after the show, you got the Hall of Fame being live streamed on Peacock. The cock.
Of peas.
Of peas. Mark is here. Mark says, sorry if you already covered this, but what are your predictions for the Bloodline versus Cody and Rollins tag team match with the crazy stipulation attached to it? So I think I've been saying this the last couple weeks. Personally, I think Bloodline wins the tag match because I think it'll make Cody's win that much more impressive and that much more special if the odds are super stacked against him and he is still able to beat Roman and come out on top and win that title night two of WrestleMania.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's almost a given that, okay, I wouldn't say given. I think like a very, very, very high percentage that the Bloodline win that tag team match.
Right. Mark, let us know what you think is going to happen with that match. I'm curious to know, or anybody else listening, what do you think happens in that tag team match night one of WrestleMania? Seth and Cody versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. If Seth and Cody win, there is no Bloodline allowed at ringside during the Cody-Roman Reigns match on night two, but if Rock and Roman win, it's Bloodline rules for the Cody versus Roman match, which means anything goes, which means there will be interference.
So my prediction is that Cody loses, or Cody and Seth loses, but in your opinion, who do you think takes the fall? Who takes that pinfall? I guess who pins and who takes the pinfall?
I think Rock pins Cody.
I think I'm on with that one. Yeah.
I think Cody's taking the fall because if they make him look vulnerable, then like I said, it's just gonna. I think it's just gonna add to his title win night two, if he wins. But he's going to win.
I wonder if they do something with like Seth where it's like Cody throws his body to help Seth or something to show that he, you know, sacrifices or something, and then they pin Cody. You know, Rock pins Cody somehow that way. And then, obviously, it becomes Bloodline rules.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, because of all those Easter eggs that they've been putting out there with Stone Cold and Cena, as much as I hate it,
I know.
I think that they will get involved in this match because they have a history with Rock.
I'm not a fan, but it seems likely. I don't know. Well, speaking of guessing victories, did you have anything else on that?
Okay. No, it just sucks because I'm not going to be able to be on the other live stream, so I can't even give my opinion on Saturday. So I guess I'll see what I can do while you guys are doing it. Maybe I'll
maybe we can FaceTime you in, or maybe if you fill out your prediction scorecard ahead of time or something like that, we can go over it for you.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Well,
I mean, if we do it early enough, I could probably call in though.
Oh yeah, actually we should do that. That's not something we've done before. So I think that's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Now with that being said, speaking of guessing things, we're going to play a little game. All right. So what's going to happen here is I've got a list of the WrestleMania betting odds in front of me. So it goes over each match and what the odds are. Your job is when I tell you the match, your job is to tell me who you think is favored to win. Now, remember, this isn't who you think is going to win. This is who you think is favored to win in the odds.
Okay.
Whoever you think is favored.
Yeah.
Yep. If you are correct, you will hear the bell. If you are incorrect, you will hear the buzzer. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. Oh, let's see where to start here. All right, let's do...
Do we do a bonus on what do I think the odds are after?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. The six-woman tag match, Bianca, Jade, and Naomi versus Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Who do you think is favored in the betting odds?
That is tough because, okay, I think just because of Jade, I think that they're favored. I think those guys are favored. And let's just say 300, minus 300.
Bianca, Jade, and Naomi are favored, but the numbers are way off. They are very heavily favored. You want to try again?
Oh, God. I'm guessing maybe like now it's going to be like minus like 1,200.
Try
Is it
again.
Higher?
Yeah. Or lower, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
Lower than 12,000. Okay.
12,000?
Or 1,200, I mean.
Yeah, lower than 1,200. One more guess.
Minus 2,000.
It is minus...
Is that what it was?
2,000. Well done.
Oh, my God. That is heavy odds.
Very, very heavy. Not exactly surprising, but, yeah, you know. All right, next match. Six-man tag team Philadelphia Street Fight. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament. Who is favored in the betting odds?
Oh, this one's... This one's a little bit more tough just because the Street Profits and Bobby have been getting their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Final Testament is favored.
That is incorrect. Street Profits are favored.
No way.
What do you think their number is?
It has to be lower than because they have just been kicking the shit out of Bobby and the Street Profits. So... Let's do this one like minus 225.
Ooh, very close. It's negative 200.
Ooh.
Very close. Okay. All right. Next up, tag team match. Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. Who is favored in the betting odds?
Heavily favored on Rey.
That is incorrect. Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar are favored. What is the number?
Oh, my God. that one has to be like minus 150. That cannot be that much.
No, it is negative 250.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think I'm a little surprised by that as well.
I don't like that one. That one's not good.
I don't know who comes up with these. All right, next up. LA Knight.
Yeah.
Versus AJ Styles. Who is favored in the betting odds?
LA Knight.
That is correct. What is the number?
By like a fucking million? I don't know.
Not quite. It's probably it's not as extreme as the other extreme one.
Okay, let's say minus 500.
600. Negative 600.
Oh. Okay.
Next up, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Who is favored in the betting odds? This is a tough one.
Yeet or no yeet?
That is the question.
Let's say... Jimmy Uso.
Incorrect. Jey Uso is favored for this match. What is the number?
I figured that they would have had Solo out there with Jimmy.
Mm. What's the number you think they have for Jey?
Minus 100.
250. Minus 250 is the number.
Jeez, they are giving him a lot.
All right. the WWE United States Championship match, triple threat, Logan Paul champion versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. Who is favored in the betting odds?
Logan.
Logan Paul is the correct answer. He is favored. What is his number?
Minus 200. Let's go with their trend.
Minus 450 in this one. And then you got plus 400, plus 425 for the other two.
Oh, my gosh. Secretly, I want Kevin Owens to win that one.
That's fair. I think it'll be Logan, but I have reasons for that. Anyway. All right. Next up, the WWE Intercontinental Championship match. Champion Gunta versus Sami Zayn. Who is favored in the betting odds?
That is Gunther.
What is the number?
Let's say 750.
What?
Yeah, I think he's heavily favored.
No, it's not that extreme. It's negative 300. Sammy's at a plus 200.
Ugh. I think he should be heavily favored.
I don't disagree.
He is a fucking bulldozer.
I don't disagree. Next up, the WWE Women's World Championship match. Rhea Ripley champion versus Becky Lynch. Who is favored in the betting odds?
This one's tougher. I think Rhea Ripley is favored.
What's the number?
It can't be by much. Let's just go with their trend. I don't think anything's in the hundreds. Let's go 250.
A little more than what you're thinking. It's 500 for Rhea plus 300 Becky. So definitely a bit of a gap there.
Oh my goodness.
Next up, the WWE Women's Championship match. Champion Io Sky versus Bayley. Who is favored in the betting odds?
It has to be Bayley.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Okay.
Bayley is favored. What's her number?
300. Minus 300.
It's a much bigger margin than what you think. It's negative 700 for Bayley, plus 400 for Io.
Wow.
Massive.
These are so high.
Next up, Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Who is favored in the betting odds, Schwartz?
I always want to say the champion, like I thought about Bayley right there. And Io. I say Drew is favored. Let's do minus 450.
Okay, not too bad. It's minus 650. So it's got a pretty heavy lean. Seth Rollins is plus 375.
That's crazy.
We got two matches left. Tag team match. Roman Reigns and The Rock versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Who is favored in the betting odds?
I think it has to be the Bloodline right there, because every week Cody gets his ass kicked, so they're favored. This has to be like 750.
It's 700 minus 700 for the Bloodline.
Wow.
Okay. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins are plus 400. And then finally, your main event of the weekend, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Undisputed World Heavyweight Championship. Last question, who is favored in the betting odds?
I'm going to say Roman is favored.
Incorrect. Cody Rhodes is favored. What do you think? Kidding? What do you think? What do you think? How do you think the numbers shake up for this?
See, like this one has to be a closer one. Let's do like -300.
You got -400 for Cody. Roman's at
okay
+250.
Wow, I thought it was gonna be a lot closer than that.
Yeah, that so a lot of these on here are very interesting. This came out of 411 Mania. I don't know where the betting odds come from. I've seen them reported other places as well. I'm not sure. I mean, is betting on wrestling something you can do nowadays? Is that a thing? I've never paid attention or I don't gamble on sports.
I thought you could do that a different way. I didn't think you could do it straight up like that, but I thought you could do it a different way.
Beats me. Mark in the comments says, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso ends in a draw because they reconcile in the ring and hug it out. Oh, my God, no. God, that's the last thing I want to see. I hope that's a joke.
Do you think,
although, if that happened, I wouldn't see it coming.
Which way do they go, then?
What do you mean?
If they hug and reconcile, which way do they go?
Jay's not,
go towards Jey?
Jey's not going back to the bloodline, I don't think.
I don't know.
Well, that was a fun game. We'll do more games at some point in time here. We'll have some fun and allow some participation from the people watching.
That was wild.
Yeah, that was a lot better than I thought it would be. A little bit more unpredictable. I love it.
I felt really dumb doing that one.
Yeah. You looked like it too. Just kidding. Love you. So outside of that, we've got to figure out our schedule for the rest of the week. So I think at this point, and we still got to talk to George a little bit since he's not here tonight. But all in all, I think we're planning to do pre-shows Saturday and Sunday, early afternoon / late morning, I guess, depending on where you are, maybe around noon, 1 o'clock or whatever central time. TBD to be figured out. Mark says that was a good segment. We'll do more of those, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
If anybody's got ideas for things they'd like to see us do in segments, let us know. We're not going to follow our notes so heavily and break down the show like piece by piece anymore, so we can leave it laid back and have a little bit more fun. And now we've got like 20 minutes of nothing really in front of us. So with that, we are going to, like I said, I believe early afternoon / late morning, depending on where you are, do WrestleMania pre-shows Saturday and Sunday. Give us a chance to go over SmackDown on Saturday. Look at the card ahead for Saturday night. And then on Sunday, obviously, we'll do a little bit of recap on the Saturday show and then do some previewing of Sunday. So Shorts will be here for both shows, or at least for WrestleMania. He'll be driving here or whatever during the podcast on Saturday. But he will be here watching WrestleMania. And then Sunday, he will be on the live show. He's staying the weekend. Sleepover.
Yep.
Slumber party.
I'll be right there. I'm asleep right in the middle of you and Kelly.
We've got a king-size bed, so there's plenty of room.
It's fine. I'll just wear that belt in my skivvies, and then I'll be good.
I'll go to sleep. All right.
But we have to keep a nightlight on.
I think I should sleep in between you and Kelly.
No.
Oh. All right. Well, yeah. I don't know how Kelly's going to feel about this.
We should maybe think about this whole Sunday night through a table situation for the loser.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to get that physical.
All right. So
I think what if we do like the loser has to do like they have to wear like a Batman suit for the next podcast show or something.
Okay. So alternatives. So for those not following along, we do a scorecard basically that's done by ProWrestlingScorecards.com, and we're trying to come up with punishments for the loser, like losing fantasy. So we had an idea for night one, which is to do a shoey, which obviously became popular around Elimination Chamber. And if you don't know, a shoey is where you take off a shoe, pour beer in it, and then somebody has to chug the beer out of your disgusting, nasty shoe. So with that being said, the punishment idea for night two was for somebody to go through a table. And that's our dilemma right now, is figuring that
out. We're all old. We're all in our 30s now.
CM Punk's 45.
You see him going through tables like like crazy right now?
He probably would. I don't know. So anyways, the point is for the, I don't know, seven people watching, please post in the comments your ideas for a punishment for night two of whoever loses our prediction challenge.
Yeah. We would like to see some all seven of you.
We'll make sure.
All your ideas.
Yeah. Everybody watching, ideas. Ladies and gentlemen, George is in the comments.
Is that me staying at your house, George?
Oh, it's not me. I'm not going to his house.
What do you mean? What if I'll stay at your house, you stay at George's?
Yeah, that makes sense. Then there'll be more room in the bed for you and Kelly. I hope Chrissy's listening, you perv.
No.
Are you bringing Chrissy this weekend?
Negative.
Hey. So Chrissy loves documentaries, obviously. This is something that we didn't touch on. The Bray Wyatt documentary came out yesterday. Me and Kelly watched it last night. It was very well done. It was very good. It was very emotional. We saw some things, like actual confirmation that Bo Dallas was Uncle Howdy. They showed off what they were working on for The Fiend. Basically, The Fiend was going to return with a whole new look, which looked cool. It was great. And I don't know. Do you want, something happened at the very end of the credits of the documentary. Did you see it or no?
I haven't, but I've seen it all over social media, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, good enough. So if you don't want spoilers, pause this for like 20 seconds. At the very end of the Bray Wyatt documentary that's available on The Cock, after the credits and everything roll, it cuts to some ominous shit going on the screen, and then you got a lantern, and this lantern starts to flicker, and then it lights up. And then who walks up behind it but a figure that appeared to be Uncle Howdy. And that seems to be foreshadowing, I don't know if it'd be Uncle Howdy or some other character, but it more or less is showing Bo Dallas is likely going to be returning at some point here to TV. And, I mean, he said it himself that he's got a drive to carry on Bray's legacy through wrestling, more or less.
Yeah, that just gave me chills right now, yeah. It was confirmed that he is opening it for him and not just Uncle Howdy. It's for him to kind of explore Bray's, his legacy, whatever he left behind.
Yeah, 100%. I would be really excited about that. I know a lot of people are skeptical because they think every one of the Bray Wyatt things at this point should be gone and don't leave it alone, whatever. I get it, but at the same time, like, this is his family. He was very much a part of this. Yada yada. So that's neither here or there. But in any case, great documentary, worth watching. I am sure that Chrissy would like it. As Kelly doesn't really watch wrestling, but she loves the documentaries. There was also Roman Reigns documentary that was a part of the new A&E Legends or whatever they call it. That was on Sunday.
Yep.
I heard good things about that. That was like an hour and a half, 2 hours long, if I'm not mistaken. I need to catch that one as well. So lots of content this week. Definitely no shortage of content, outside of the main shows, Raw, SmackDown, WrestleMania, Hall of Fame, NXT, NXT TakeOver, that's also happening. Don't forget about that. A lot of things happening this week outside of just in-ring shows.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed. There's a lot of things to watch. We got podcasts to do. We got people coming over. We got alcohol to consume.
A lot.
Yeah. I thought I went hard for my birthday last week, but this week might top it. I don't know. WrestleMania is more exciting than my birthday. Most of the time.
We have to be ready to be let down on night one.
I wouldn't be let down. I wouldn't be. I think if Bloodline wins that tag match, I think that's what needs to happen, and I think it just makes night two that much better, personally.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. That's what I know. Mark, I'm sorry. I'm uneducated. The topic du jour. What does that mean?
Topic du jour. It means it's like what we're saying right now. That's like the,
Yeah, that's pretty the much
topic of the hour.
That's pretty much it. We need to figure out what that punishment's going to be for night two. I think it's decided night one's going to be shooey, which George is going to do because George is going to lose. And then he will do a shooey out of my shoe because I'll have the highest score out of the three of us. No doubt about it.
I don't know about that.
I do. Yeah. Yep. Gosh, I don't know. What else do we need to figure out for the weekend? Anything?
I think we just need to, do we want to post? We can post our thoughts on Saturday before we do it, just so everybody knows.
Yeah. Yep. We can post predictions online.
I don't know. I mean, we'll definitely keep everybody up to date with it on YouTube and X.
Yeah, 100%. Mark says the loser of the bet has to do the stream as Sacco, just puppeteering Mick Foley's sock character without them actually appearing. That's not the worst idea. However, I don't need my authentic Mr. Sacco leaving its shadow box. George seems to think that the two lower scores
night
are
one.
Both. Yeah, not only that, but also I don't remember us saying that two people were doing the shoeys. I thought it was just the lowest scoring person, not the two lowest scoring.
I don't know. Kid's a weirdo.
Man. You're not wrong. Well, so all in all, I guess, did we have any other topics, any other final thoughts or anything like that we needed to go over?
Nope, I think we'll be ready for Saturday, and I think it's just gonna be a great day.
It's gonna be a great day, great weekend. We got NXT TakeOver coming, SmackDown, Hall of Fame, WrestleMania pre-show, WrestleMania Night One, WrestleMania pre-show, and then WrestleMania Night Two.
I think they said it's over the weekend. I think as of Friday, it's 30 hours worth of wrestling.
That sounds about right to me. Sure.
Friday,
fuck it.
Saturday, Sunday.
I'm here for it. Might have some extra time this week to do some extra preparation. A, for the show, but B, just for everything happening at the house this weekend. So we'll see what happens there. So anyways, I guess I don't really have anything else here.
Me either.
All in all, very excited for everything about to happen this weekend. I'm super stoked. This is the last regular show before WrestleMania kicks off. And then, of course, it looks like we are going to be doing a pre-show on Saturday. Live right here on YouTube on this channel. We'll be doing the same thing on Sunday as well. And as usual, don't forget to subscribe to this YouTube channel. If you have not subscribed to this YouTube channel, do it. Do it right now. Right now. I know you can see that damn button. Click subscribe. Click the notification bell so you know when we're going live. Yeah.
Just click.
Exactly. Thank you, Mark, for the compliment. We appreciate it. We will try to keep up the good work, or at least the work. I don't know if it's good, but we're here still, so we're still chugging along. Subscribe to the YouTube. Click the notify me button, the notification bell, whatever it is you need to do. Find us on Facebook, Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Follow us there. We are also on X at the tag that you're about to see on your screen here. Right there. There it is. There's our tag for our X account. And then, of course, if you're not able to watch us live or you want to replay it, you missed part of the show, whatever the case may be, of course, you can always find it on demand right here on YouTube. But you can also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and a few other of those smaller podcasting platforms. Search Unprofessional Wrestling on those platforms, mainly Apple and Spotify. I forgot to click record on this stream, but I'm going to try to rip the audio so that we can still upload it later on. No worries. Thank you, everybody, again for listening to the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. My name is Travis. That is Schwartz. We will see you on Saturday and Sunday for WrestleMania. Let's fucking go! Woo! All right. We'll give you the old salute, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you. We'll see you this weekend for WrestleMania right here on the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.